Hello and welcome to another episode of the Underhive Lawkeepers podcast, the number one Necromunda lore podcast despite generations of inbreeding and controlled genetic mutation. As always, I am Spamuel, and to my right, the minorly mutated Manvin himself, Nathan. How are you, buddy?
How you going, mate? I'm very well. And those minor mutations, the doctor said they're fine. They're all good.
Just keep applying the cream and they will disappear in 3 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, I know. Eventually it'll stop whispering into me, into my head. But hopefully the cream knocks that off as well. I didn't mention that bit to the doctor, but it should be okay.
Yeah. So how are you, man? How's your Easter been?
Yeah, good. Lots of free time, which is a scary thing because you kind of lose track of what to do with it. And then I managed to fill it up with a lot of nonsense as well, so that was really good. But
yeah, how is the family?
Great. Let's just say that. Great. Yes.
If for some reason our families are listening, we love you. You are everything to us. You're more important than any podcast joke could ever be. And since we know they're not listening...
Yeah, I was going to say...
We know that's not true. The jokes are always more important.
How are you, buddy?
I am good. Like you said, it is weird having this much time off work. I've actually been weirdly productive hobby-wise.
Really?
Yeah, I picked up a box of the Space Marine Scout models after our Goliath episode and have started myself a... Space Marine, like, kill team, but I'm actually going to run them as Goliaths.
Okay, so, yeah, that works. Yeah, so I see that.
The furnace plate, I've got, like, the scout armor, the shotguns, yeah. just better unborn, you know?
Better unborn. Do they come with bolters as well? Those scouts come with bolters.
Yeah, no, they got like bolters, combat knives, shotguns, sort of stuff. Like, yeah, it's a Necromunda game.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, every model wants to be a Necromunda model.
That's exactly.
Even when it doesn't want to be, it still wants to be.
Well, people are probably wondering why we have another episode coming out so quickly, and it's actually been because. You and I, we've been chatting a little bit on to the Discord and we sort of had a conversation. We're having a conversation and it sort of broke down to, man, we should be recording what we're talking about right now and turning it into an episode. And what we were talking about was, and the sort of opening might have given it away, mutations. And not just your everyday, so scavvy, you know, vestigial eyeballs and maybe a scaled neck and a little bit of a tail, but controlled mutations, engineered mutations that have allowed the individuals to not just be seen as the dregs of society, but almost as a divergence of humanity. That's right, we are talking about abhumans.
Yes, and all the little makeups of them, all the variations. Obviously, there's the big names out there, the Ogryn, the Rattling, the Snotling.
That's a green skin, but I like where your head's at. We have a theory that maybe orcs are sort of divergent away from humanity, but we'll get to that in a second. So we're not obviously going to be covering the big names here, your Ogryns, your Rattlings, stuff like that, but we really want to talk about some of those other sort of sub-races, as you might call them. We've got a little bit of a list here. Navigators, you know, looking at things like how you'd bring them into Necromunda. Another group we've mentioned previously, the Afriel strain, you know, just... Gland warriors. There's some really cool names out there for abhumans and these sort of deviations away from base humanity that we think you could bring into Necromunda without sort of much effort at all.
And I think the thing as well, I mean, it's obvious that you can see the psychic, you know, the psychic mutations and so forth that change them, but it's also about finding how that interacts with the physical difference, I guess, is what we're looking for. We're wanting to touch on things that are actually physically different, but because it's too easy to go down the psychic pathway because there's so many variations of different psychers. We need to be able to explore the other options as well. Like, you know, why does it have a tail? You know, yeah. why does it have bat-like ears?
Yes. And unfortunately, during this episode, we are going to be going, in my opinion, into far too much depth on cat girls, as we discovered the feeling it abhuman race. So, scummers, I think it's a good point here that we maybe just dive in head first and get this bad boy in. So, I guess here we go. Let's talk about abhumans.
Mate, honestly, that amount of information that we covered, I don't always get impressed by our episodes, but I'm impressed by that. I'm very happy with the information we found out about the cat people, the Felonid, were they? Yeah.
And then, yeah. Like, you know,
and the discovery of those lizard people as well, that were made from humans.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And this is it. Like, honestly, we've talked a lot about abhumans so far tonight, and yeah, but this was it. This was the abhuman episode, and you know, apart from obviously our big ones, but I had no idea that, like, you going into the rogue trader information and finding out about the canids, like, that was insane. Like, the fact what happened to them during the Horus Heresy and the Great Crusade, like, just awesome.
Something I didn't mention, there's almost a link to them and the two forgotten Primarchs, or not forgotten, but the two lost Primarchs. Like, it was something I wanted to dabble, like, touch on a little bit more, but we've run out of time a little bit, but, you know, maybe in a different time.
Yeah. I still cannot get over the fact you linked in Bluey to the canids. Like,
honestly, it makes sense.
It makes so much sense. But, okay, it's been a long episode. Yeah. And in regards to this, I ironically do have a quote. And this one here actually comes from Rogue Trader. And it is actually said to us by one of those beastmen that we've talked about so much, Hans Fellhoof. The Emperor gives us many things. He guides us. He leads us. Through good days and the bad. The one true day we all pray for is the 1st of April. April Fools. Bye, scummers.